tell one about another couple. Maybe I told you this couple, Wolf and Evelyn. They stayed in the end apartment.
I remember Wolfgang and Eva. Didn't they?
No, that's another one.
Different. Oh, Wolf and Eva, or Evelyn.
Yeah, that's, and this is Wolf and Evelyn.
Evelyn. Okay.
And then there was Wolfgang and Eva.
Yes. Yeah, those are the ones that I met.
Yeah.
He was the violinist, right?
Pianist.
Or pianist. Okay, who's the one that was always, his, you know, violin, and so he, I don't know, his neck was, you know, cricks in his neck and so on from holding a violin for 50 years.
Barry Sargent.
Well, Barry, yeah.
There's, everybody yeah. has a little blue mark here with hair on it. Wolfgang and Eva, he just had an operation on his hands. One of these things where so he wasn't able to play for 6 months. But now he's just getting back to playing, and she's still organizing concerts for him.
Okay.
And she's had a lot of problems with her falling and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Everybody's getting old.
Yeah.
But they have a long romantic story, like the romantic guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was married to an architect and fell in love with her piano teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of those years have all been living in the same town, no same area.
Oh, wow.
But no problem. Mm-hmm. The architect married a Japanese woman.
Mm-hmm.
And Eva never married Wolfgang. And they lived in separate houses, and he came every day on his bicycle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, that goes on. But Wolf and Evelyn lived in Berlin, and they came to our cottage on the end. You know, we had three houses mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, the one closest to the driveway.
Yeah. And, the other end.
Oh, okay. The one under your house.
Well, the one under our house was a music room.
Yeah.
Old music room. And then next to it is a one-room apartment, mm-hmm. which is under our bedroom.
Okay.
And then there's another house.
Okay.
And then you go up the path and there's McKinley's, or you go up the path this way and you come to our entrance.
Yeah.
So this is the cottage, we called it. And Evelyn and Wolf, every year they came. And every year when they came, we had to put a single bed at the foot of the double bed.
Okay.
Which I never figured out why.
Mm-hmm.
And who slept in the single bed and who slept in the... I should imagine Evelyn in the double bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. And so 20 years, they come every year. The rest of the year, she lives with her husband and children in Berlin.
Uh-huh.
But she doesn't want to leave him and divorce him until the children are up and grown and away.
Mm-hmm.
So, year before last, I got a call from the guy who bought my house, and he said, we're having a little party, and would you come? And it's Wolf and Evelyn, and they just got married.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And just in time, because 2 or 3 weeks later, she would not have been entitled to his retirement.
Oh. Oh, wow.
If he dies first, now she will get his retirement plus her own retirement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they managed. I don't know if they did it on purpose or if it just happened that
way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember Jack and Vera got married after what happened with you and Stephanie.
Yeah, and now they regret it because there are lots of problems that come up that they didn't realize.
Oh, great.
Taxes and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
And they're sorry that they became residents and got married and are registered. It's blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if they're back.
I thought you said they were leaving today or tomorrow.
No, that's
Carl and
Carl and Finette.
Yeah.
No,